You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Well, I thought it was a good first day. Really thought the guys came out good energy. You know, I was really pleased with a lot of carryover from our meetings. Some of the walkthroughs. You know, what that helped allow us to push and implement on day one. I had some newcomers. You know, good freshman group and a good group of guys that have joined the program. Some of the experienced older players, seeing them take on a leadership role and trying to set the standard. Obviously a lot of things we're going to have to improve on when it comes to that, but I thought it was a good day. I saw some speed, saw some big plays, both sides of the ball. Obviously you're in just helmets and your t-shirts. It's really hard to get a sense of a lot of things, but you see communication, urgency, guys working to implement the fundamentals that we talk about, and to continue to push and develop them. And so I thought it was a really good first day, and pleased with what the guys were able to do as they came out.
How did the quarterbacks handle everything on their plate, especially the newcomers?
I thought they did a good job. I thought DJ had some really good moments, some good throws. Pushed the ball down the field. Showed some confidence in what we were asking him to do. With the first install, I thought there were some missed opportunities that we had. I thought Luke handled the offense well. I thought there's some things that as you get out there and get a little bit more confident in just the speed and the things that are going on, but I liked just his demeanor and just being able to take control when he was out there. I thought Brock did some good things as well. We'll be able to go and look at the film and really get down more to the details of it, but I thought all in all it was a good first day.
Is some of the teaching the way you guys do things as opposed to, because some of these guys have learned details from a different program?
Yeah, no, it's one of the great separators. Just like I told them right after practice, what we do is important. I've said this a lot. I understand my job and I understand the responsibility. You got to win games, right? But how you do it matters at Florida State. It matters for coaches. It matters for players. How we work, the detail and the standard that we're willing to push to on some things that maybe others might not value as much, they're critically important here. And so it's just helping that educational process. But I thought it was a good first day.
You praised Malik Benson for tour duty. How did you like what he did today, the vertical bomb, the one he kept off the carpet inside?
I thought he did some good things. And I like the speed that I saw today, at receiver. There were some missed opportunities that we had. Some of them, really the guys, some of the returning guys, we had some balls that got to the ground. We got to be better at. I like the speed and explosiveness, but obviously just the timing. Those are all the things. Right now we haven't been able to. This is the first time that with coaches and all of us out there together, to throw, to catch. To do things at a full speed pace. So, I thought it was good for day one, but looking forward to the strides that we'll make throughout the rest of spring.
So, Ernie Sims out there with some gear.
Yeah, so, that's, I don't know if I can. Yes. No, I don't know if I can, I don't know if I can I say anything about. Yeah.
Not officially,
but we're glad to have him here. Unofficially. No, he is officially here.
Mike, I saw you using the walk-on today. Was that helpful?
Yes, ma'am. So, you know, obviously there's some new rules being implemented with the player-to-coach communication. And so we're working through different things, you know, on both sides of the ball, trying to, you know, get a sense of what's the best fit for us and you know, how we might implement some of that. Day one, really. If y'all are, Ira will have a question.
Some of the defensive players, like guys that have played at other schools, like the defensive linemen, I mean, they look impressive physically. Even in a position like that, is there a lot of mental stuff that beyond just the game?
Oh, yeah. No, absolutely. I mean, it's still technique, fundamentals, you know, things that they're being asked to do, whether it's gaps, responsibilities, you know, just a style of play. You know, you can play D-line a lot of different places, and, you know, your the tasks that you have, you know, is different. But, you know, I think that for guys to understand, you know, we're a attack style front. You know, we want guys to be active, to move. You know, obviously the way that we pursue and, you know, those things are all important. So it's just, you know, building upon that. But, you know, I think it's a, you know, it's one of the things that does set us apart. And seeing those guys, I think they're taking to it well.
How cool has it been? You touched on it yesterday. All these former players back this week.
No, it's great. I mean, you know, and having pro day, you know, on Friday is exciting for them. You know, I just love, you know, the camaraderie, the confidence they have. I mean, they've gone through the All-Star games. They've been to the combine, you know, just to hear them speak of the things that they were able to grow in, you know, throughout their time here at Florida State. I mean, they're confident in what they've been able to do. They perform at a high level, and, you know, you just see the relationships that really stand out. You know, guys, you know, and I know I mentioned it the other day, but, you know, guys that played together, guys that haven't played together, you know, having Ernie, you know, out here today and seeing guys like, you know, Renardo Green and, you know, Jerrion Jones going over there and just the appreciation. You know, Kalen DeLoach was out there, and, you know, those guys had visited before, but, you know, once an all, always an all, and it's always special having those past players, you know, come back.
Quindarius Jones, how much has he grown, would you say, just in terms of technique?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm excited about Quinn. I think he's got a great future. You know, it's the consistency that has to show up, and you know, I think the skills, the talent, the ability is there. I thought he did some good things today, but you know, that's going to be his constant push. All righty. He was going to let me keep going, but I was just. Very slow on questions. Hi, Pat. Nice to see you. Hi, LT.